My name is Miriama, and I am 12 years old. I live in a small community in Sierra Leone with my family. I am one of the top students at Ngolala Primary School, and my favorite things to do are reading books and playing with my friend Katie on the weekends. Everything is so different now, but I still remember how it was before, when we didn't have safe water. Every morning before sunrise, my mama would wake me and we would start our 1 hour long walk to the stream to get water. The road was narrow and slippery and the bucket was so heavy. I was afraid I might fall. All I wanted was to go back to sleep, but I would rush to school anyway because I want to be a teacher one day, just like Miss Isatu. Miss Isatu is the best. She reminds me daily how important it is for girls to get an education. But Miss Isatu doesn't just teach us maths and science. She also teaches us about safe sanitation and hygiene, showing us how to care for ourselves and our environment. She learned all this a few years ago when Living Water Sierra Leone came to our school. Before Living Water visited us, our school didn't have a well. So we had to fetch water from the stream, just like at home. There used to be a well in the community, but the water became contaminated by local mining businesses, making us very sick. I didn't understand how the stream water was better. It still made my stomach hurt. But I knew from science class that not drinking water at all was not an option. Every day during lunchtime, Miss Isatu would gather us to fetch water. I hated walking in the hot sun when I was already so thirsty. By the time we got back, we were too exhausted to focus. My grades were struggling. Many of us felt hopeless. For us girls, it was even harder. Most of the time, during our periods, we just stayed home because there wasn't enough water at school to keep clean. And there was only one block toilet for all 300 students to share. The girls who would still come to school had to walk back to the stream to wash throughout the day. It was embarrassing and tiring. Missing so many classes made it hard for us to keep up, and we felt ashamed. I remember the fear I felt every month when my period started. I was terrified of being teased if I had to leave class to wash. I worried about infections and discomfort. Sometimes I wanted to cry and give up on school altogether. It felt so unfair that the boys didn't have to face these problems. Sitting in the classroom, I would try to focus on Miss Isatu's lessons, but it was so difficult. My mouth would be dry from dehydration and my head would hurt because I was so tired. The heat seemed to suck all my energy away. Still, I remember thinking that if Miss Isatu made her dreams of teaching us come true, despite our community's challenges, maybe I could do the same. Miss Isatu would write letters to the Moyamba District Council and other organizations asking for a well and another toilet block for our school. For months, no one responded. My friends and I could tell Miss Isatu was discouraged, but she kept trying because she cared about us so much. One morning, she came in so excited, telling us how she had attended a church service led by New Harvest Global Ministries, where she learned about living water. She shared our story with them, asking for their help. Not long after, they came and drilled a well at our school. We could hardly believe it. This meant the long walk to the stream, the interrupted lessons, and the constant thirst, stomach pains, and headaches. It was all a thing of the past. Now I can come to this well with my mama to fetch safe water for our family too. Everything is different. We have safe water for all our daily needs. I no longer miss school during my periods because Living Water taught us about safe hygiene, menstrual hygiene management, and how to keep our toilets clean. The new toilet block for girls means we have privacy and a clean place to relieve ourselves. We don't feel ashamed anymore. Focusing on school is so much easier without the stress and fear of falling behind or getting sick. I'm excelling in class now, and my health is much better too. I am more confident and hopeful than ever that my dream of being a teacher will come true. Miss Isatu showed me that with dedication and help from kind-hearted people, we can overcome any obstacle. At home, I shared what I learned about safe sanitation and hygiene. I taught my family about the importance of safe water management. And we even built a tippy tap stand to wash our hands properly, like Living Water showed us. I will always be grateful to Mrs. Satu. She taught me that education is powerful and that caring for others can bring about great change. I thank God every day for bringing Living Water Sierra Leone to my school.